This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
I'm not a huge Beyonce fan.
I don't really know her music that much, except when I was a boy or something like
that. Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheebrick with a pass left corner, had open three for the tie. Good! Riley had knocked down a three!
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpucks.
Pyle dribbling in and a one-handed jam! This place is rocking! And Pyle with 15 as he slams it down with authority!
Everything happening in the sports world.
Could be another one.
Here comes Jake with a left-handed jam! T-Boy, we're rolling here at the lineup!
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
Steve has a great feel for Lifetime movies, despite 5 minutes ago saying, I don't know what Lifetime movies are.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Or for those of you listening at midkansasonline.com, probably not very many of you, as our Wi-Fi is down. There's no Steve Sell in the building today. Well, he's in the building. He's got his red shirt on, as always. But joining me with a special edition of According to Jim. We've had a lot of guests on lately, but what we haven't done is gone back to the basics.
That's right.
Gone back to the day ones and people that have been a part of this show for a long time. And it's the voice of According to Jim, Miss Casey Spotted Elk. Casey.
And now, here's welcome. According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Casey Spotted Elk.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Are you excited?
Oh, I'm so excited. Pumped.
You and I have been planning this show for, well, about a week in terms of really planning what we're going to do, what our lists are going to be. But you've known you were going to do this for about 2 weeks because Steve and I were talking on a show a couple weeks ago and he screamed out, well, Casey should do a show. And over in the other room, you went, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just sounds like that.
That's right.
So we're glad to have you on today. We are going to go through a list, and that's what you and I typically do besides the first time, which we won't talk about, your first appearance.
We will not talk about that.
But what we like to do is give lists, because sometimes we need a break from sports.
Yeah.
Especially people like Steve and I that are constantly consumed 10 feet into the water. We're just lying on the bottom of the pool half the time absorbing sports. It's going around us. We can't breathe in or else we're just going to soak up even more. So we need some breaks every now and then to dive into the pop culture world. And that's something I always tell Steve whenever him and I play a fun game is sometimes we got to branch out a little
yes.
bit. Yes. Show that we are very well-rounded. And so what our list is today, and it's kind of changed a little bit exactly what we were doing, is songs that will bring out emotions.
Yeah.
Whether they're good or they're bad, they're sad, they're happy, they're exciting. Whatever those emotions are that will pour out of you when you hear a song, because music has that ability to bring things out of you. You talked about it when Chuck, your dad, was hosting with you. Well, he was hosting his birthday bash, but you had a little intro talking about it that there's a lot of emotion that comes with music. And so you and I have each picked 10 songs that bring out some emotion. And so we'll have a lot of fun with that. We'll get to that here in just a few minutes. Casey, are you a LeBron James fan?
I am not really, no.
What do you know about LeBron James?
I know that he, left Cleveland. Maybe he left some town and it hurt their hearts. And then he is a baller. I know that he kills it. But then I know that he did bad recently and lost it all. Did that happen?
That's pretty good. I'll recap your memory there.
Yeah, let's do that.
LeBron, he was born and raised in Akron, Ohio. Which is not necessarily a suburb of Cleveland, but it's very close.
He was like a hometown hero.
And so he got drafted by the Cavaliers in 2003. He's the prodigy. Everybody knew. He was on Sports Illustrated as an 18-year-old saying, is he the next big thing?
Yes, he is.
He goes to Cleveland, his hometown team. They make it to the finals 1 year, but they don't win. And then what you're referring to is the decision
that was
made
bad in
2010.
Oh, the that decision. Long ago. Wow.
And he came out famously in that speech and said, I'm taking my talents to South Beach. And so he went to Miami.
Yes, the Heat. Is that what it was? Yes.
And
okay.
So everybody was upset with him. Yes. They were burning his jerseys. Boo,
closing
LeBron.
Closing down his restaurant. He had he had a lot going on there.
So he went to Miami for 4 years. He won 2 NBA titles. Then, at the end of that 4 years, he said, guess where I'm going back? I'm going back to Cleveland. He's been there for the last 4 years. And now, they're in the finals again. They lost the first 2 games. And tonight, they play in game 3.
Oh, okay.
And they're down 2-0. It's the first team to win 4 games. So they're in some trouble.
Okay.
Where if they don't win tonight, do you know who they're playing?
Let's just say, like, the Golden State Warriors.
Well, let's just say that's a pretty good guess.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Nice.
What do you know about Steph Curry?
I have 2 little boys that are pretty obsessed.
See?
Because he's like a real wholesome guy. He's got Ayesha Curry, who's his wife, and she does, like, a cooking show, and they're just, their daughters, really, I think maybe they have 2 daughters. I know, like, more of the pop culture side of Steph Curry.
And Steph Curry, he's done really well with the young kids.
Yeah.
You've got a couple of younger boys, and I think that that makes sense why they like him a lot. He's very popular with that group of kids.
Mm-hmm.
My age group of people tend to like LeBron a lot.
Yeah.
And my age group of people kind of don't want the Warriors to do well. That's the way it feels in general, because remember, Casey, Golden State, the Warriors are now 2 wins away from winning 3 championships in 4 years.
Carson's rocking the Curry Nikes.
Ooh, okay.
Or maybe like
socks?
Under Armour.
Yeah, he has Under Armour shoes.
Oh, Under Armour. Their shoes, and they are yellow and blue, and they're kind of awful, but he loves them.
That's another really popular thing with younger kids, is all sorts of random colors.
Oh,
And the socks, where they will wear those big, long socks that go halfway up the calf. And they're neon, and they're neon pink, and they're orange and yellow. Oh, they're brutal.
Carter's just entered the phase where, I mean, he's got a lot of tall Nike socks and Adidas, but he's got Adidas slides, so he can't wear
so he wears
Nike
the sandals all the time.
With Adidas slides. He's got to have his tall Adidas socks for that. Shout out Grandma Cindy for hooking him up.
There you go, Cindy. Yeah, it's really funny to me sometimes. And Casey, you'll relate to this a little bit more. I tell this story a lot because I think it's really interesting of the times for this younger generation. So when I was in elementary school, when I was really young, if you wore long socks, like tube socks, if you wore long socks,
you're like nerd.
You were a loser. You were a nerd.
Yes.
And so you couldn't wear them.
No.
And so I would have to go, Mom, like, do not buy me socks that you can see
ankle
out of my
socks,
shoes.
Mom.
And so
no
you'd have
shows.
To wear those no-show ankle socks.
That was me too.
And then this would have been probably about the time you were out, barely out of high school, and I was getting into, like, early junior high, that the longer socks came back.
Yeah.
And they got to be more popular again. And now, all of a sudden, it's like the long socks aren't as cool anymore. We're in this transitional
We
period.
Are. We're in a weird place. Especially not the, like, neon bright.
Oh,
like,
no.
Crate.
You would never wear that.
We're back to plain long socks, but I think ankle socks, too, a lot now.
See, I normally just wear ankle socks, like if I'm going to wear shorts with tennis shoes.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
But those little dudes, love those long, they used to call them Nike Elite socks, and they're like $45 a pair.
Yeah, what is that?
So at least we're relating on this.
Yes.
So this is sort of a more relaxed show, a fun show. Casey, you're kind of in summer mode.
I am.
Where you went for the last 9 months of getting those dumb little kids up.
You'd
and
be nice.
Taking them to school and saying, all right,
hey,
all right, teachers, you deal with them.
Cindy Justice is listening right now.
Yeah, I just hurt her feelings.
And she's Mama Bear, hardcore Grandma Bear. She's going to show up here. See, I bet that's her calling right now. She's going to come get you.
You get rid of those kids. You take them to school. You say, hey, they're your problem now.
That's
but now,
right, yeah.
They're your problem again for like another 2 months.
They are. They are my problem for sure.
Taking them to the pool.
Yes.
What other adventures do they have for this summer?
They've got big plans for the lake.
Okay.
They always go to my grandma in Claremore, Oklahoma.
Okay.
She's got a pool and a slide and all the hookup stuff. So they always go there for a week. Just And we're going to Branson at the end of the summer.
Are you
going
to go to Silver Dollar City?
I don't know what we're going to do exactly. We're for sure going to be staying like at a cabin on the lake, I think, is our game plan. Okay. So, and Carter wants to go to the Titanic Museum. He's heard that's there. So I'm not sure what we'll do.
I think it could be a fun trip.
Yeah.
Has he seen the movie The Titanic yet?
No, he asked me just the other day if he could watch it.
What's your answer?
Well, Mom? I said yes, because I'm not one to censor art, Jim.
Now, when they get into that car and they're underneath the ship,
yeah,
and the windows get a little foggy, are you going to let that part go?
I might just like have a healthy distraction of like, hey, boys, here's some snacks. What can I get for you?
What about...
Maybe not boys. I don't know if Carson's in on this movie watching yet.
But. What about when Jack paints Rose like one of his French girls?
Are they
going to see that part?
That's pretty nice and artsy. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, it's classy.
It's pretty classy.
It's just subtle nudity.
You can't.
It's art.
You can't be mad at just the female figure. I think that might breed an unhealthy reality for them if I hide all female body parts forever.
This is a fun conversation.
Yeah, it's getting deep in, according to Jim.
So you're going to, okay, before they go see the Titanic, you got to let them see at least the beginning.
Yeah.
Where they're showing the boat and Jack and his.
I'm on top of the world.
And his Spanish friend, they make their way in. We can maybe skim through the part where Rose tries to jump off.
Maybe the DVD accidentally skips during that time.
Oh, no, we went to another scene.
Maybe I can strategically place a scratch in there.
Oh, no, Rose isn't trying to jump off the ship.
Yeah, well, and they have to see how there's plenty of room for Jack on the floating board at the end, and they have to see her selfish choice to let him go.
I think I first watched the Titanic. I think I was 7. And
really?
Back then, it was not one VHS tape.
Oh, yeah.
It was two.
Two or three.
And so you would get this big box. And we were on vacation. I was with some family. And we had to go to, like, the lobby place. And they had all these VHS tapes that you could just go take for the night.
Mm.
It was like a Blockbuster without having to, pay. And we got that big double-decker VHS long movie.
Yeah,
One of my favorites.
I owned that. I had that combo pack VHS. Isn't that so funny?
All right, Casey. Let's take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to dive into your list, your top 10 songs that bust out the emotions. Are you ready?
I am.
This is your moment.
More than ready. Oh, yeah.
We'll take our first break. We're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE. No Steve Sell in the house today.
Where'd he go?
Party continues to rock.
That's right.
With Casey Spotted Elk joining me, also known as Casey the Sunshine Girl.
That is.
So it makes sense that you're
an alias.
Walking on sunshine.
It's true.
It?
True. I love it.
You get it?
Love it.
That was pretty good.
It was good.
So Casey has joined me today, and she's going to join me again next week at least once. We're going to work out some schedule conflicts. My people are talking to her people.
That's right.
About one of the days she'll come in. We'll find a new list of things to discuss because Steve will be going off to the wild, wild world of Independence, Kansas.
Oh, he's a crazy man, that guy.
Play a little golf. The Swinging Bridge Invitational.
Yeah, he almost didn't get in.
I know, he was nervous.
So, I'm just thankful he's going.
I'm very thankful for Steve being able to get down there and hang out with all of his people. Get into his element. So
that's right.
What Casey is joining me today to do is to draft your top 10 songs that bring out the emotions. Whether that means you're going to sit there and cry. Whether that means you're going to start streaming tears of joy.
Or like all of it in one song. Because that's kind of what it is for me. I'm just a super emotional person.
So are you going to go just straight down this list?
Yeah, I think
that'll make it easy.
Yeah, because I couldn't actually rank them because they're all just so good.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Casey. So let's start with your first one.
Let's do it. The Beatles. Don't Let Me Down. So amazing.
The Beatles have a lot of songs that are kind of like this that'll bust out the emotions from you.
Yeah.
I couldn't really narrow down a really good one to put in my list. There were several that I thought about. What's the first thing you remember, what do you think of when you hear this song?
Well, I kind of think of Across the Universe. I've talked about that movie before.
You do like that movie.
It's super good. They do the rooftop performance, and if you like pull it up on YouTube, the Beatles are up on a roof performing, and it was kind of a big deal at the time. It was like a big media frenzy hype up. But this song is just, I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, so that's your first.
Yeah.
And songs that will bring out the emotions. Song number two.
So the first song was kind of a happy song. This one kind of gets me emotional in like a lovey feeling way. This is A Thousand Years by Christina Perry. And it is the song Jeremy and I danced to at our wedding reception. And I just think the words are just very beautiful and sweet.
Now, one thing I learned about this song, it's not called 1,000 years like spelled out.
Yeah.
It is A space thousand space years.
Mm-hmm. Either or.
A thousand years.
A thousand years.
It is sort of a slow. It is the wedding song.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
I think it fits pretty well. All right, so that's song number two. Song number three. I like this one a lot.
Oh, yeah. This just gets you feeling relaxed, sitting on the dock of the bay. Otis Redding.
I do like this song a lot.
Yeah. When we were talking about this last night, Jeremy and I...
Is this the one that popped into your head
first? Yeah, he kind of was like, well, man, that time, it's hard to even pick one song because there's like Lean on Me by Bill Withers and just, oh, it's good.
I went through this phase when I was like 6 years old that we had a computer with Windows Media Player.
Yeah.
And this was the only song that was on it. And so I listened to this song 300 or 400 times a day.
Oh, it's a good song to repeat.
For like a solid 2 years.
Oh, yeah. There's David Allan Coe does a version of this song, and it's pretty good, too.
So we're three picks into Casey's top 10 songs that bring out the emotions. Some Beatles, Christina Perry, Otis Redding. Now this one, it's gonna start getting everybody emotional.
Oh, it's going to. Like, write them down if you need a good cry later and pull them up.
Or you can go back and listen on the podcast, soundcloud.com/KBB Esports.
But they need full versions, KBB Esports.
There you go.
Remember When, Alan Jackson.
This is another one of those songs, which I texted you last night and said, this is the one at the 50-year reunion or the 50-year anniversary where the two old people are dancing. And all the young kids are clapping.
Yeah, so my grandparents actually celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, and they made a picture DVD, and this was
the
song that played behind.
Oh, this is the perfect slideshow
song. And oh my gosh, if it does not just bring you all the tears. It goes through like an entire lifetime with somebody and how you...
30 seems so old. Now looking back, it was just a stepping stone.
Yes.
Alan Jackson, kind of, he has a way of doing that.
I love
the other song by Alan Jackson, "When Daddy Let Me Drive."
Yeah, or what about the Chattahoochee?
Way down yonder on Chattahoochee.
Little bitty, itty bitty, whatever that one's called. Yeah, Alan Jackson. He's kind of up there with the rest of the goats.
Song number five.
Okay.
I don't know this one.
A lot of people probably won't know it. You might recognize it because it's the intro song from Big Little Lies on HBO, if anybody's watched that.
Is that like Pretty Little Liars?
Kind of, but more like Adult Women. But it's called Cold Little Heart. And I don't even know if I want to try the last name of this guy. You do it, Jim. You're good.
Michael Kiwanuka.
Yeah.
Kiwanuka.
So this song, it's pretty long. It kind of reminds me of like being on a beach.
So this is the relaxing emotion.
The breeze blowing through. Yeah, relaxing, but it's got a lot of emotion in it too. Listen to it sometime. Cold Little Heart.
All right. So you are five songs in. You've got five to go of your list of songs that bring out the emotions in you.
I would just like to point out that there was a very hefty list of honorable mentions.
Yeah, we'll go through some of those later.
It was so hard to dig up and only choose 10 songs.
All right, so now you're dipping into a little more current music with Lady G.
Yeah. You and I. Lady Gaga.
This is a song about her, like, loving some guy from Nebraska.
It's good. And if you ever just isolate Lady Gaga's vocals...
Oh, she's great.
She's crazy good.
She did that weird album with, like, Dean Martin.
Uh-huh.
Or somebody old.
I
don't remember which old guy it was. Somebody that was really popular in the 50s.
Man, I'm going to have to Google it now.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, exactly.
About.
Yeah.
And she's very good. All right, Lady G, Lady Gaga. Do you think that's the first time she's ever been played on this station?
Oh, for sure. Probably a lot of these songs.
All right, now we're getting into number 7. And this is, I think this would be a song that Chuck likes.
It probably is. Number 7 is Jamie Johnson, In Color.
He's talking about how he was in the army, but this is a crazy battle,
and
but you should have seen it in color.
But they're black and white pictures, so, like, imagine, like, it looks so crazy just in black and white, but if you would have been there...
You should have seen it in color.
He's like, it was so cold, you could almost see my breath. Ugh. Good.
You like that one.
Gosh, man, I love it.
All right, you've got 3 more to go.
Okay.
And I know you love these next 3 songs.
I really do.
So this 8th song for you, this is your motherly anthem.
It is. There's not a lot of songs out there for moms of boys or just sons.
There's a lot of
general.
Dads about girls.
Yeah, lots of daughter songs, but it's hard. So this song is by Lee Bryce Country. It is called Boy. Gonna know it all. And it's just a good advice song.
See, this is not a song that I would listen to very often.
No.
Not only because I don't have a son.
Yes.
But I don't know a lot about Lee Bryce either. Somebody the other day asked me if I had a teenage daughter.
Which
and
is
I said,
an
well,
easy mistake.
And I said, well, I'm 23, so that would make it tough. I could have been 9.
Stepdadding.
Yeah, that could work that way. But Lee Bryce, Boy.
Side note. Any stepchildren that are teenagers and you become their stepdad, they are going to rebel so hard.
Oh, yeah.
They are not
I wouldn't
going
be a very
to
good punisher.
Your rules. No.
That they would give me the line, you're not my real dad.
You're not my dad.
That would happen like every day. All right. Song number 9. And this is one of those other songs that it's a different type of emotion.
Yes.
It is a bust it out, scream it from the top of your lungs. And my girl. She's my girl.
Martina McBride with a broken wing.
Oh.
Yes.
What's the origin of this song? It's like a wife that's getting abused, and she's got a broken wing, but
yep.
She's still going to fly.
She may be a little wounded, but she's going to rise up. Oh.
Oh,
so
Martina,
good.
Hit it, girl.
Yeah.
All right. That's number 9.
Man, you ought to see her fly.
See her fly.
That was pretty good.
That's a couple octaves above me. Okay, song number 10.
Okay, number 10.
Of Casey's
10.
Top 10 songs that bring out the emotions.
This is the wife of the goat, Trisha Yearwood. She's in love with the boy.
This is a good one.
And Katie looks at Tommy.
You. She's in
so
love
good.
With the
yeah.
boy.
If this doesn't get you all nostalgic thinking about... Like your first heart, your first love, driving around, sneaking around, late night phone calls.
It's kind of like that song that's like, do you love me?
Yeah.
Do you want to be my friend?
It's kind of like that.
Check
but
yes or no.
This is much more feels.
Yeah, this is from the girl's perspective.
Yeah.
Where check yes or no is like, hey, I'm the boy and I need some help. Steve is encouraging
us. What's meant to be
will
always find a way. She's
that's a good song.
Marry that. Boy,
did he say, where's Freebird? Well, we still have my list to go.
He's heckling us. Freebird.
Steve loves this one window of music. It's like mid to late 70s rock. And it's a very particular type of rock,
oh, yeah.
too. Like, there's no pop. He said the other day he is not a disco fan.
No.
He likes this one window of music.
I don't think many people are disco fans, to be fair.
We haven't hung out with the same people I do.
Or you. All right,
Casey,
general.
That's a pretty good list.
Thanks.
We'll go through your honorable mentions at the end.
Okay.
But I think it was a good
list.
I
feel pretty good about my list.
When you
yeah.
sent me that last night, I went, uh-oh, this is going to be a tough one
yeah.
to top.
This is my wheelhouse.
All right, let's take our final break. When we come back, it's time for Jim's list of
dun,
the top
dun, 10 dun.
Songs that bring out the emotions. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by
Great Plains Federal Credit Union, and Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE. For those of you that just are now joining us, we're joined in studio today by Casey Spotted Elk, here of the station. And she is going through, we're both going through, our list of top 10 songs that bring out the emotions. Casey has gone through hers, and now, you're right, Tom Petty, the waiting is the hardest part to get to Jim's list. A top 10 list that I had to rearrange a little bit. Because I took this a little different direction to start. and then I saw your list, and I went, okay, I need to be a little bit more like Casey.
That's right.
That's the first time in my life I've ever said that.
Yes.
But at first, I was thinking of songs that make me, like, emotional on the super pumped up end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had these songs by, like, Metallica, Rage Against the Machine. I had the Arkansas Razorbacks fight song and Alma
Mater.
I'm pretty
sure you and Jeremy would have had very similar lists, like just very like
make his fight on the hill in the early days. Yeah, something like that.
You probably would have left that one.
All right, so we are in the Jim's list, and I haven't really figured out the perfect structure of this, but I'm going to start us off with a song that is from a very, very popular album.
Let's hear it.
1987, the album The Joshua Tree. It is U2. With or Without You.
Okay.
You a fan of this song?
Yeah, I can see right where you're going.
It doesn't that sort of bring some emotions out? The
and
thing
it kind
I think
builds
of.
Up.
Do you remember that episode of Friends?
No.
Where Ross and Rachel, they kind of had their first little fight, and you can picture Rachel sitting up on that little windowsill and the rain dripping down.
Yes.
With or Without You. With or Without You, Ross and Rachel. Pretty
that
good
is
song.
Good.
I like that song a lot.
It's pretty decent.
My second song from the year 1986. A wonderful Australian band that I think you like them. I think you do. It's by the band Crowded House.
All right.
Don't dream it's over. That's pretty good. Doesn't this song kind of bring it out of you?
Yeah.
I've heard some people describe this of like the best song of the 1980s.
Okay.
I know some people that love this song.
It is good. I will give it to you.
I don't really have a specific thing in my head that I think of when I hear this song besides just like sadness.
Yeah, like endings are happenings, but don't
dream it's over.
Dream
like
it's
just
over.
Remember all the good times.
The good times, yeah.
I think that's more the theme of this list. Okay. Now this is a weird song that was going to be on my list originally.
Oh my goodness, I can't wait.
But this is a weird song.
Okay.
But it's one that kind of evokes the emotions from me, and I think maybe a lot of people around here could relate to it. So this song was written in 1872. But in 1947, it became the state song.
Is it by Francis Scott Key?
I think he was more the 1782. But it became the state song of the United States state of Kansas.
All right.
I don't know what it is about Home on the Range, but it eats at me. It makes
me
so happy. I've told you this before. I love Home on the Range.
This gives you all the feels.
I don't know who these people are that are singing it, but it is unofficially the anthem of the Old West. And it kind of makes me think, you know what? I like this Kansas place.
That's right.
And how often at night, where the heavens are bright with the light of the glimmering stars. Like, I love this song. It
like
sort of makes me emotional.
You.
Yeah.
This is a you song to choose.
It makes me emotional.
It's
because
like
I like Kansas.
Into your psyche.
It was written in 1872 by Dr. Brewster M. Higley of Smith County,
well,
Kansas.
Well, I'd just like to take a moment to thank him.
So imagine him
writer.
Sitting out on the prairie in Smith County and going, this is my home on the range.
This is
the Kansas.
Dream. Yeah, he just loved it.
I also like the meadowlark, which I think is the state bird of Kansas.
Yes. so
I like the flag. It's pretty cool.
Do you like sunflowers?
I do like sunflowers.
Yeah. Would you say they're your favorite flower?
No, I don't think I have a favorite flower.
Well, sunflowers it is.
All right, so we're three songs in to Jim's songs that bring out emotions. Was that one weird?
Yeah, it's super.
Someone might
funny.
Think that one's really
like,
weird.
Like, people were probably all up in their emotions from my list. They were drying their eyes, having to go back into work, and then you just went ahead and played Home on the Range.
Oh,
so
and now they're an emotional wreck.
No, I think it got them back on the right track.
Okay, so now a song from 1983 by the very inspirational Bonnie Tyler.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, this is one of those songs you can just belt it at the top of your lungs.
I imagine you karaoke.
I love this song. I think I could do a really good karaoke of this. The only thing is it's really long.
Yeah.
This is like a 6-minute song.
The people will ask for an encore.
Because we'll never be wrong. Together we could take it to the end of the line. Oh, that's Bonnie Tyler.
That's a good one.
I love this song a lot. I don't know what to do, and I'm always in the dark. Oh, you gave me a good idea, Casey. I think that should be my next karaoke song.
Thank you. I like it.
So we continue on my list of top 10 songs that bring out your emotions. Casey's done hers. Now we move up to my fifth pick. And this is a song that it's a little slower. It is probably in our system twice for two different people.
Okay.
But I'm talking particularly about one of these versions. I'm not referring to a version of this song done in 1985 by Paul Young.
No.
I'm referring to the original recording by John Hall and Daryl Oates.
Okay.
I think you know where I'm going.
I can't go.
Oh, this is that sad love song.
Because, heartbreak.
Because, baby, every time... You go away, take a piece of me with you. Oh, hit it, Daryl. Every time you go away. I like the way he does that.
Away.
You take a piece of me with you. Don't you love that song?
It's beautiful.
But I don't like the Paul Young version.
I think we play more of that version.
I know, and that's what makes me upset.
Time to mess with Mark's DPD.
All right, we're running slow on me. So we're moving on to my sixth pick. This one is another one that's probably a favorite of Mark.
I can't wait.
It's by The King.
The King. Is it Unchained Melody?
No.
That's a good one.
You know this song by Elvis? If I Can Dream. It's about rallying everybody together. You don't know this song, Casey?
I could not sing.
All right, just wait for the wait
I'm
for
waiting.
The end. Come on, Elvis, bring us home. All right, here it comes. You'll know. I'm so disappointed that you.
I know. I probably would have went with Unchained Melody.
I love If I Can Dream. 1968, The King.
I'm adding it to my list to listen to.
All right, you better. Okay, so now we'll move on to another guy that Steve likes, Mr. Billy Joel.
Yeah, Billy Joel.
From the greatest album ever.
William Joel.
1977, The Stranger. That's the album.
All right.
And this album reads like a greatest hits. You got Moving Out, Anthony's song. You've got The Stranger. You get to Just the Way You Are.
Yeah.
And then you roll up on this bad boy. The Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. This is kind of like a Bohemian Rhapsody where it goes on all sorts of different journeys. But it starts out slow. It's him and his lady sitting at the Italian restaurant. You can have a bottle of red, a bottle of white.
I'll meet you anytime you want.
In our Italian restaurant. And then it picks up. Brenda and Eddie were the populist Eddies and the king and the queen of the prom. Oh, that's good stuff.
That is good.
We're still moving along on Jim's top 10 songs that bring out the emotions. And here we get to the good stuff.
Oh, I can't wait.
From Mr. Elton John, 1973, his seventh recorded album. Off of the album, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Okay.
It's the song, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Yellow Brick,
some Elton was coming.
Where the dogs of society howl.
See, he's super British, and sometimes words in his songs are really weird.
Yeah.
Later on in this song, it's gonna take you a couple of vodka and tonics. But it says like vodka.
Yeah.
Vodka and tonics.
Yes, that is very Elton.
But I love this song.
Sir Elton.
It's a quick song. Only has two choruses.
Yeah, this is like a hopeful song. I feel like it just fills the people with hope.
All right. My second to last song is by a band that you know I love. But this is not a song that I think you were expecting me to pick.
Okay.
It's a song that brings out of a lot of emotions, but a lot of emotions in the sense of, I'm moving on. Other songs I've listed are songs, oh, I'm sad.
Yeah,
this woman has left me.
Yes.
But right now, in the words of Kevin Cronin, it's time for me to fly. He says, see you later, lady. I don't care about you anymore. Time for me to fly.
Okay.
I've got to set myself free. Because he's
got
to go.
That's right.
This lady can't hold him back anymore.
You don't have to waller in your sadness anymore.
No.
Fly away.
I'm flying away.
I love it.
That's a great song.
Yes.
The Speedwagon. From the wonderful album called You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish. With a big fish on the cover.
Serious?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's why I love REO. All right.
They're great.
Wrapping up my top 10 list of songs that bring out the emotions. I had to think long and hard about this one.
Yeah.
And I decided to go with a song from the year.
Is it from the Kentucky Derby?
No, that's on my honorable mentions.
I knew it.
From the year 1978. And to me, this is like the most inspirational song of female empowerment that there is out there.
Okay, I know.
And this song just has one of the best starts to it ever.
Yeah.
The little piano introduction.
Are they asking for a little respect?
No, there's no respect.
I was thinking.
It's saying,
it was one of two.
This man broke up with me. He's trying to ruin my life. But you know what? I don't need that man. She grew strong. I will survive. Gloria Gaynor, which you know is my karaoke jam.
Yeah, everybody just take a moment and imagine this. Jim, karaoke.
I destroy this song.
To Gloria Gaynor.
This might be one of my favorite songs ever.
It reminds me of Coyote Ugly.
That's kind of what it looks like when I'm up on the stage doing karaoke.
Yes.
I bring the house down.
Yes.
When I get to play a little Gloria Gaynor.
There was a little bit of video proof evidence.
You think I lay down and die? Oh no, not I.
And the crowd.
I will survive.
Was loving it.
Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. Oh, that's good stuff. Casey, these were some pretty good lists.
Oh.
But we had to leave some things off. What do you have in terms of some honorable mentions?
I sent them to you, so you might have to tell me. I know that one I said all of Beyonce's Lemonade album, because that woman was feeling herself when she was doing that. Did you get that one?
Yeah.
My list?
What about Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Hawaii Man?
Yeah, so that was...
I don't know his name either.
It's like Kaliki Mukilaka. So he... Isaac.
Like the Bing Crosby song?
I think his first name is just like Isaac, though. It's the last name that's tough. But anyway, he does Somewhere Over the Rainbow with his little ukulele.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? And it is like unreal how beautiful that song is. So that definitely makes it into my honorable mentions.
What
about
and
now
your Pearl
I remember
Jam?
Pearl Jam, Yellow Ledbetter. That song gets you feel like I don't even really exactly know what they're talking about, but he's just like
is.
He's like, like, and you're like, yeah, get it, man. It's good.
It's pretty good stuff.
You don't have it?
No, I don't have it.
Oh,
up.
I kept thinking you were about to like crank it up.
No.
Okay, well, everybody, you know what it sounds like.
Pretty good show, Casey. We did pretty good.
Do you have honorable mentions?
Yeah, we said one of them, My Old Kentucky Home.
Yes.
I love that song.
You're so Home on the Range and the good old Kentucky Derby song.
And as well as the song Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah.
About his kid that died and it's sad.
We should have also done Sarah McLachlan, Arms of the Angel.
Oh, that does bring it
that
out.
That makes you think about hurting animals.
Dead dogs.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Casey. Good show.
Good show.
We had two pretty good lists. Next week, we're going to figure out what we're going to talk about.
We should add a list of our songs onto your SoundCloud/KBBE Sports.
It sounds illegal, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. We'll check into that.
Yeah, we'll work on that. All right, we wrap up today's show. For Casey Spotted Elk, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 1230 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.